Welcome to Outside the Box, looking for ideas that are good for me and you. Today's topic is self-interest. The term sounds so greedy, so selfish, so uncaring about anyone except myself. But is self-interest really such a bad thing? After all, if we don't love and take care of ourselves, how can we love and take care of others? What's good about self-interest? For example, we need to feel good about ourselves if we're to function well in the world. Some call this self-esteem, and it's one of our major psychological needs. If we can be independent and function well on our own, that's self-interest, and it can be a valuable contribution to our world. That's a belief of libertarians, conservatives, anarchists, liberals, and those in the political middle. Researcher Gordon Tullock has written, quote, "The average human being is about 95% selfish in the narrow sense of the term," end quote. Think about and observe what you do today. Cooking food, brushing teeth, going to work, getting a good night's sleep. Is most of it motivated by self-interest and primarily for your own benefit? What's wrong with that? Whatever my values and beliefs, it's in my self-interest to be true to them. That includes even my beliefs that put community above the self, or altruism ahead of self-interest. Ha! Are you confused yet? Self-interest is what offers us freedom and self-realization. It makes us the individuals we are. I give thanks to all the self-absorbed artists and anyone living based on their passions, not a hostage to someone else's expectations. If we weren't selfish about our identity, we'd just be another drone bee with an important role to fulfill, but no individuality or uniqueness. We've got enough of those already in this world, living inside the box. Self-interest can get us out of there. Supporting self-interest doesn't mean it can't benefit others. That's what some called enlightened self-interest. If working people voted and agitated on behalf of workers, including themselves, maybe we would have a society that cared more about working people. If people save money by driving less or insulating their homes to be more energy efficient, that would be a good thing. Overcoming discrimination or ending war is good for me, but also good for the world. Often people do things for others for selfish reasons, but what's wrong with that? Self-interest doesn't have to be selfish in its intent. Can self-interest be the way to a more enlightened and compassionate society? If Tullock is right, and people are almost always going to function through self-interest, why not embrace it and use it for good, not harm? That doesn't mean I have to be a free marketer or an avid fan of Ayn Rand, the author who turned self-interest into a religion. I can use my own self-interest to get outside the box. And maybe you can too. How much of what you do every day is based on self-interest? How do you feel about it? I'm Larry Danziger, feeling weird about promoting self-interest. But hey, maybe it's good for me and everyone.